Well, I can't tell you how Detective Dick Doggett gets out of this latest mystery, but I know that you will enjoy how he kind of finagles his way out. What's the name? Who am I making it out to?
Maureen.
Maureen. To Maureen. I hope that you find your... Oh, my God. Maureen, are you familiar with writer's block?
No, I'm not an author. I'm a nurse.
It's something that happens when a writer just cannot come.
Your hand's shaking.
No. I'm fine. I'm fine. Actually, ditch this book. Let me grab another one. Okay. To Maureen. It's always nice to meet a... That's dog shit.
Sorry, is this trash can full of books? Is this up for grabs or
no? Those are mine. Those are mine, and I'm gonna white out over them, okay, and I'm gonna read you.
Okay.
There's a line, sir. Hey, Maureen.
Yeah.
You said you were a nurse, right?
Yes. Yes. And absolutely no pressure to write anything. You can just say to Maureen from Nathaniel.
No. Don't tell me what to write. Okay, I'm the author. Okay.
Oh,
I'm the author.
Right.
You don't know how many people come up with ideas for what Detective Dick Doggett's next big adventure is going to be. But guess what? I'm the author. I do it.
I do write fan fiction for him on Tumblr.
Hey, Maureen.
Mostly sexy stuff. What's up?
Why don't you just tell me like a detail about your life? Okay. You're a nurse. That's great. Give me one more detail and maybe it'll spark something where I could write you.
I write fan fiction.
No, Maureen. I do not want to talk about Detective Dick Doggett with you. That is my character. I feel very protective of him. Tell me something. Do you have kids?
I do not have kids. But I get a smoothie before work every Friday
Sort
of a treat.
What's in your smoothie?
Like a little bit of lemon, spinach, green apple.
Standard smoothie stuff. Okay. To Maureen. The way the smoothie blends.
This is going to be good.
You know what I think the problem is, Maureen? Toss the fucking book. You know what I think the problem is, Maureen?
What?
I think you have bad energy. I think you have negative energy. I think you're a bad person.
I don't know if that's true.
Do you have any positive relationships in your life?
Lots of positive relationships. And also, like, I just had David Sedaris sign my book, and he was so funny, and he writes a different funny thing in so many people's book.
I know David Sedaris writes a different funny thing in the books, okay? Why do you think I'm here? You think I'm here because I like selling my book for $25 a pop? I'm here to write a funny thing, and I'm going to do it. Detective Dick Doggett's Maureen, smoothie, lots of positive associations with... To Maureen, all the best. Okay, next. Maureen, next.
You spelled my name wrong.
It doesn't matter. First of all, it's an impossible name to spell. It's an impossible name to spell.
No, it's not.
Is it an O? Is there an O in there?
No, of course not.
Well, then how did I get it wrong? Oh, you know, right?
I'm getting back in line.
I wrote Dick Doggett. Okay, next.
Hi, I'm cosplaying as Dick Doggett.
No, that's not his voice. That's not the way his voice sounds when I'm writing it.
I'm sorry. I just, there's been no adaptation, so I just had my own.
I won't sell the rights because I'm so protective of Dick Doggett and his mysteries. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm yelling at you, sir. You're a fan. The last character, she was a real pill, and she really got to me.
I'm still here. I'm just in the back of the line.
She's in the back of the line now. God, I gotta get security for this, sir. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael. And are you a fan of Dick Doggett's? Huge fan.
I've read all the books twice, and I feel like he's the best literary character of all time. I feel like there's clearly an inspiration from Jim Butcher and the Dresden Files, and I feel like Dick Doggett's...
Uh-huh. No. No. There's not. There's not. You know how there's not? Because I don't even know what that is. Dick Doggett's... It doesn't matter. Your name is Michael. You're a fan. You've read the books. You like the books.
And I just want to say, I told myself on the way over here, I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan, and I think what makes Dick so special is that a lot of what he does is, like, you know, Dick turns on the TV. He can't figure out what to watch, so he turns off the TV. He paces around the room. It's a lot of minutia, right? I just love that he's really...
No!
He feels...
You are completely missing it. No, it is not about minutia. You know what, Michael? You have a really horrid energy to you. So here's what I'm going to write. I'm going to write to Michael, fuck you. Thanks for the $25, asshole. And that's what you get, Michael. And if you, you want another one, minutia. You get that. What? God damn it. I did write to minutia. Okay, Michael,
you happy? Just go to the back of the line. If you, you look back around, heroes. You might do better.
You win. You win. You win. Next. Please, next.
Hi, my name's Ava. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a big, big fan of this series.
Do you have a parent with you? Do you have an adult with you, or a parent or a guardian with you?
My mom's over there.
Ma'am, can you come over here, ma'am? Can you come over here?
No, stay over here.
Ma'am, please come over here.
Okay, yes.
Ma'am,
what's wrong?
Please come over here.
Ah, my arm.
Ma'am?
What?
These books are not for children. Dick Doggett has a lot of sex. Do you think it's appropriate to expose your daughter?
Don't tell her. She's
I'm sorry, but Dick Doggett has a lot of sex, and it's all based on sex that I've
young
had.
Young lady, we are leaving now.
But,
I didn't
Mom,
know
it's
you
like
reading
sad
smut.
Sex. It's like sad sex.
Part no, of his, you're missing watches, the point.
He watches his neighbors have sex, and he listens to them have sex through the wall, and he pretends
that
he's
was
having
an accident.
Sex.
That was an accident.
It really felt real. It felt based on true events, Mom. It's not.
No, we're leaving. We're leaving
sex.
Right now. Come on, we're leaving.
Man.
First of all, anyone in the line, if you're a kid, get out of the line. Because the sex that happens in the books is actually
half
really...
the line leaves.
Hi, I'm up next.
Oh, okay. Hello. How's
Hi.
It going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You a big Dick Doggett fan?
I'm not. My name is David Sedaris. And Maureen just told me what you said to her. And you and I are going to have to step outside.
Look, I'm so sorry. It's just like... It's been really stressful. I'm right in the middle of another Dick Doggett's novel. This one's not selling well. There's just a lot of pressure. I've got massive writer's block.
David. I don't give a shit. I'm David Sedaris, notorious tough guy.
I know.
And we're going to step outside and I'm going to beat the shit out of you and then you're going to apologize to Maureen. And I'm going to talk pretty one day and you're going to talk shitty one day with a broken jaw. Okay? You're going to be engulfed in flames, bitch.
Wait, can you say that again?
Hmm?
Talk pretty one day, talk shitty one day.
Those are my books.
Okay, I'm just, because Dick Doggett is a big reader, and so it would make sense canonically in his world
that
he...
Okay. Yeah, I would be flattered if... I've never read a Dick Doggett's mystery, but I guess
honestly, a lot of Dick Doggett's is kind of based off of you, Mr. Sedaris.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's a tough guy, he's a ball breaker, he's... You know, he's a leatherhead. He's an absolute. He was in the service, of course. He kind of goes up to people and threatens them at conventions. Accidentally watches his neighbors have sex, no fault of his own. He actually thinks he's looking at something else until about halfway through, and then he realizes what it's really
Did
going on.
Did that really happen?
There.
It seemed so realistic.
Get her out of here. Maureen, your bad vibes. Me and David Sedaris are bonding over it. Hey, David, would you like to get a drink after this?
I guess so.
Not with me, with, Detective Dick Doggett.
That's his voice?
Yes!
Boo!
That voice sounds insane, and this is coming from David Sedaris.
Boo!
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.